This is Dr. Bedrin here for Ask Your Question. Anthony Cotton, and your question was a patient follow-up after having an endoscopy done for follow-up gastric ulcer. Physician will get my criteria and myself, Dr. Raj, patient, I'm sure blood pressure performing able to cut it up to help issue injury biopsy. In special lymphocyte, it is still a patient of my concern, but the patient, live. It's going to be okay, but my friend's having a season to cause the body loss, do a second level. Examine patient, duty in the mouth, but door, nice, vast, small, just one, do a serious prison, address your entry. I look around the every possible aspect, and my gastric bypass, and my father, and my father, and my father, and my father, look normal except the mid-body stomach appear to be patchy, inflammatory changes in the mid-body stomach, about like on a greater curvature, with thickening of the fold. Multiple biopsies were taken from slaggy diagnosis, through a new plastic versus some mucosal changes, versus inflammatory changes, slash new, versus new plastic changes. This was treated by injection, patient's fall had hernia. This was by injection, short segment pattern was not ever removed. Personal patient may complicate. Finally, with short segment pattern, biopsy taken slaggy diagnosis. Number two, mid-body small head hernia. Number two. Number three, mid-body stomach patchy, inflammatory changes with thickening in the mucosa. Biopsy taken slaggy diagnosis, rule out mucosal versus submucosal changes, or rule out intestinal aplasia. Number four, no gastric ulcer was noted. Number five, multiple gastritis, biopsy taken was required. Number six, multiple duodenal biopsy taken was serious stool recognition. A bit for the bariatric biopsy. Number two, a bit for the stomach biopsy. It comes to positive looking for quality therapy. Number three, I'm going to refer the patient to effort and ask the ultrasound evaluation of the thickening of the mucosal fold in the mid body and stomach. To write mucosal versus some mucosal changes, consider the inflammatory versus new plastic. We rule out linitis plastica. And in the other for the small biopsy, we'll see this with the arthritis. The start patient with protonic 40 mg per day and cataphrate 1 gram TID. Depending on the outcome of the upper endoscopic ultrasound, if that comes out negative for any new plastic changes, then repeat endoscopy in 1 year, follow on to sanitation, or for the bariatric biopsy because there's no high-grade dysplasia, and stomach biopsy from the upper endoscopic ultrasound comes out of the mid-body stomach biopsy because there's a negative for any new plastic changes. Then repeat endoscopy in 1 year. Follow on to sanitation. Please send the copy to the chef family care provider, Dr. Felder, and copy Dr. Parabasari. They have to see us August 27th to 22nd. They tell the 27th to 22nd. Avoid NSAIDs, patient, no complaints.